They'd steal it out of the hip pocket and put it in the front pocket, and steal out of the front pocket and put it in the back one.
Well, now this next part is just simply for pronunciation, and I point to different parts of me, and you just say how you'd say it. Now you call this the
forehead.
And you call this my
head.
And then this part growing on it, you call that your
hair.
And then like this that grows on your face, you call that a.
I'd call that my beard.
Yes. And you call this one your this thing.
Ear.
Yeah. And if you were distinguishing one from the other, you call this one your.
I'd call that my left.
Yeah. And this one your
right.
And this you call your
mouth.
And this you call your
neck.
And the part that you swallow through, you call it
throat.
You ever heard a goozle?
Mm-hmm.
What's a goozle?
A goozle is a windpipe.
Oh, windpipe. Now you call one of these your just one of these things here.
A tooth.
And the part up above here, you call that your
gums.
And this part of your hand, you call your
palm.
And one of these you call a
fist.
And two of these you call
two fists.
And oh, these parts of your body that bend, you call them your
well, the wrist and elbow and shoulder.
And you refer to those anything that well, like bends like that. People say sometimes they're getting stiff in their
my joints is getting stiff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now the upper part of a man's body, you call it his
chest.
And then this right here, you call these your
shoulders.
And one of these would be a
one hand.
And two would be
two hands.
And this thing right here would be your
that'd be your leg.
Yeah. And one of these would be
one foot. It'd be one foot.
Yeah.
If it wasn't 14 inches long.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. And you call this right here that you hit yourself with a lot, that you hit a lot, you call that your...
Well, you call it your shin. Mm-hmm.
And the back part of your thighs, like you squat down, you say you're squatting down on your...
Honkers.
Mm-hmm. And if a person has been sick for a while and they look kind of white about the face, you say that person looks a little bit...
pale.
And if a person is able to lift like heavy things, you say that person's really...
Well, I'd say he was a pretty stout man.
Mm-hmm. And a person that's real easy to get along with, you say that they're...
Boy, that's really a good person, or that's a gentle person.
And if a person like, especially like a teenage boy, a lot of times they'll be kind of like all arms and legs and knocking into everything, you know, and kind of, you know, you say, boy, he's really,
Well, we called him clumsy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, sure. Have you ever, a person that keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say that person's just a...
Man, I'd say that fella don't know very much.
Would you ever call him, I bet you wouldn't call him a fool, though, would you?
Might call them crazy.
There
wouldn't be no difference in it, don't
they? But you never would call them a fool, would you?
I wouldn't want to call nobody a fool.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Even if I did call, I told an old boy that he was crazy.
You did?
To come down and jump on a man in the middle of the road.
Oh. Well, now, what about a person that never will spend a cent of money? You call that person a...
Oh, I call him a tightwad.
And if you were talking about a person, would you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
Not very much.
Would you mean it bad or good if you were?
I never do even think about using it myself.
Now, if you were talking about an older person, like a person up in their 80s or 90s that still is able to get around a lot, you know, you'd say, boy, they're really...
Well, that's a spry old feller there to be as old as he